Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt.
Making the turn here on what's going to be a very, very warm July 7th, Tuesday. Boy, you have to look at my date there. This year is flying by. 303-831-1340. Call or text that number brought to you by Go Fast Energy Drink, a wonderful Colorado product. Once more, that number, 303-831-1340. Our next guest is a great friend of mine. If you have a question for her, please don't hesitate. I'm going to give you that number one more time, 303-831-1340. She is the owner of a longtime, wonderful, wonderful sponsor of the show, Wash Park Chiropractic. She is Dr. Lisa Goodman. It's like pulling teeth to get her on the show, but we got her again. Good morning, Doctor. How you doing?
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me, and congratulations on your new slot.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I just wanted to keep moving the show back until I found an hour, which worked for you. So now we got you on.
It's true. Hey, I wanted to say hi to my my kids are listening this morning.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Please,
say hi to
please.
Tommy and Nate. They're listening.
Are they in the room next to you, or are you at work already?
No, they are not anywhere near me right now.
Well, good morning to them. So glad they tune in and listen to Mom. How you doing? It is 2020. It's a year unlike any other. It just seems like one crazy event after the next. How are you doing? How the family's doing? How have you filled the void without sports this summer?
Yeah, that's been rough. I mean, honestly, we're really missing the Rockies. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
I'm happy they're coming back. Happy to see that. Let's see. Yeah, it's been tough, but you just try to adapt the best you can, and the business is adapting and moving forward. We did have to postpone our golf tournament, but postpone is the operative word. We do still get to play in September, so excited about that.
Good. Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, you don't want to hear the word cancel, postpone. We can live with that. Tell me about the Kingsbury Open. When are we going to have it? Where will it be? Talk to me.
Okay, Kingsbury Open, it's our sixth year. It's a benefit for pancreatic cancer research and treatment. All of our funds raised go to Wings of Hope, which also funds the University of Colorado Cancer Center. And it's September 3rd. It's out at Bear Dance, which, by the way, Bear Dance posted a video yesterday of a mom and two cubs walking across the second fairway.
Oh, wow. I'll have to look that up.
So, yeah, it's on Facebook. So there are some bears this year. I don't know if that brings people out or deters them, but it should be exciting.
You know, when I played it a couple of years ago, I was out there. I saw a bear climbing a tree. And look, I'm a city boy. I'm from Jersey. I lived in New York City. I lived in L.A. I saw a bear climbing a tree. Call me naive. I didn't realize they were so adept at climbing trees. But I forget what hole was, but I took pictures, took a video, and he was climbing this tree no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little scary. It wakes you up there a little bit.
Well, especially when they're walking around with cubs. You're like, you don't want them to think you're doing anything in their way.
No. Watch out for Mama Bear. Absolutely. Dr. Lisa Goodman is joining us. She, of course, from Wash Park, Cairo. You're a big NFL fan, I know, as well. Minnesota Vikings. What do you think about your Vikings? Let's assume, let's hope, knock on wood, we have an NFL season. What are the Vikings going to do this year?
Oh, wow. Well, they're going to keep it entertaining. I know that much. They're going to keep it close, keep it entertaining. And, hopefully this is the year we get to see some more than one playoff game.
Yeah, that would be nice. Look, I'm a Cowboys fan. We're both NFC rivals, but it's not like, I'm a Bears fan and you're a Redskins fan. So I've always enjoyed the Vikings. I would love to get to that new stadium. Have you been to that new stadium yet?
Yeah, a couple years ago, we went to a Lions-Vikings game.
How is it?
My husband's a Lions fan. it was great. It's so beautiful. It's definitely got the home field advantage there.
No, that's awesome. Did you say your husband's a Lions fan?
Sure did.
Oh, the poor guy. I mean, you talk about a organization that's been struggling for decades. You think about the Detroit Lions. That poor guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you happen to see Patrick Mahomes yesterday signed a little contract, 117 pages long, valued up to $503 million? Doctor, did you ever think you'd see that, in 2020, a contract worth $500 million for an NFL quarterback, 23 years old? How about that?
You know, I mean, I think he's wonderful. He's awesome for the sport. He's a great player. I don't get the math, though, and I think it's too far now for us to – go back on any of it, but it just, I don't understand. I don't understand how they get paid so much.
No, it is mind-boggling. I mean, the NFL is a money-making juggernaut, so, you know, they make so much money from TV rights and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the money's
there. They've got the money.
They absolutely do. They're the richest league in the world. I mean, soccer is the richest sport, but the richest individual league is the NFL by far. And no, it's there. It is mind-boggling at 23 to be set, already win a Super Bowl championship. But you're right, he's a great kid, and he's going to torture Broncos fans for, you know, 12 years, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's fun to watch, and he does, from what I can see, have a really good head on his shoulders. So I'm happy for the kid.
No, you got to be. All right, Doctor, how is Wash Park Cairo doing? I know you've been opened for about a month now. Tell us how you're doing, you know, what their practice is in terms of social distancing, how you're adapting to this crazy world, the new normal, I guess. Give us a little insight to what's going on at Wash Park Cairo.
Yeah, I mean, we did have to close for about 5 weeks earlier this mm-hmm. year. And we did some telemedicine during that time, which was actually pretty effective. Obviously, we can't treat patients very well over telemedicine, but we were able to evaluate them. Our whole goal in trying to stay open actually was to keep people out of hospitals needed to stay available. So telemedicine did help us with that. But we were happy to come back. And when we came back, we opened part-time, just about half of our day, partly to keep our doctors and staff able to stay home if they could. And then partly because patients were still kind of a little bit leery about leaving home.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're basically back to full time. One of my doctors actually just moved back to Dallas. He's a full-time rugby player, and he got a contract for with the Dallas team, because I don't know if you've talked about this on your show, but the Colorado Raptors are no more. They have stopped playing as part of the league, and they aren't here anymore. So Dr. London got a contract in Dallas. So we are down a doctor, and so we've actually been very, very busy, and we're excited to welcome our new doctor. Actually, this is breaking news. Next week, Dr. Jake Fisher is actually part of the Olympic Greco-Roman wrestling team.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so it's very cool. So he'll be training at the Olympic Training Center and working for us full time. So he's going to be a busy guy, but he starts on Monday, and we're super thrilled to have him.
No, that's awesome. We're talking with Dr. Lisa Goodman of Wash Park Cairo. This pandemic has thrown everything for a loop. Are you still going to the Golf U.S. Open when it is finally held up and running?
I am still going to the Golf U.S. Open at Wingfoot. There will not be spectators, and the volunteers have gone from, I believe, 3,000 down to about 300.
Okay.
And they are still welcoming the wellness team. So I will go and I will work on the caddies and players and anybody who needs chiropractic help. So it's pretty, my husband is a little disappointed because he was supposed to join me, but now it's limited just to us.
What do I have to do to get you to bring me back a hat or something?
I think that can happen. Well, hopefully if they have retail, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Without any spectators, I don't know what they'll do with that. But.
No, that's true. But I'm sure they're already made. I mean, I'm sure they're already made. So they're going to try and sell them somehow. Maybe a little half off some. Okay, tell us how we can follow you, reach out to you, contact you. We want to make sure people get the great care that they need.
Yeah, thanks. So, yeah, and I think your team knows that we specialize in sports injury. We do high school physical exams for kids. And we do a lot of pediatrics. So Instagram is absolutely the best way to find out what we're doing any given day. It's at Wash Park Cairo.
Okay.
Also, our website is washparkcairo.com. And we're super easy to find and communicate with. So it's easy to remember. We're in Washington Park. We've been here 14 years, and we're super excited to keep going.
That's awesome. And folks, she has personally worked on my left knee, which I will be in there before the end of the month. I'm just working so much, but she has personally helped my knee feel 10 years younger. And I can say that, you know, hand on the Bible, they know what they're doing. Dr. Goodman, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Don't be a stranger too long again. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
All right. Thanks for having me, David. And we'll talk soon.
You got it. And hi to her kids. Have a wonderful day, kids. Dr. Lisa Goodman, Wash Park Cairo. Check out that website, washparkcairo.com. I'm telling you the truth. My wife has gone in there for therapeutic massages. I've had her work on my left knee, which I had ACL surgery on decades ago, and it needs some treatment. So there you have it. One more segment to go. Dan Bailey's here. I'm your host, David Hurlbut. This is Mile High Sports.